Welcome in, everyone, to the Kiosk Sports Game of the Week. Tonight, we are in Avon as the Shoreman host the Brea Mid-Park Titans. I am Vince McKee, alongside my broadcast partner, Ruben Rodriguez. Welcome in, Ruben.
Thanks, Vince. It's a pleasure being here. The holidays are gone, and we're back at it again with some great high school basketball.
Oh, no doubt about it. And game underway here. Shoreman at the line. And the game's first points go to the Shoreman number 10, Nate Sidelowski. A good receiver in football as well, Ruben.
Yeah, Nate's along with Cole Straff coming over off the gridiron and being a huge part of the Shoreman basketball team.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we want to welcome you here to the Keon Sports Radio Network as the Titans have the ball and on the attack. Jordan Kupak swings it on over, looking to get Finkovich open.
And Avon Lake starting out on his zone defense here, Vince.
And there it is. So Josh Finkovich, the leading scorer for the Titans this year, gets Berea Mid-Park on the board early, 3-1 Titans.
And Berea comes out with a pretty aggressive half-court trap on Avon Lake. They get the ball across.
Ball back now with the Shoreman. Down 3-1, looking to get back into it. Working that ball around the key there, Ruben.
Yeah, they've gone to their own variation. They got a 3-2 matchup zone defense.
Down low, there's Sidelowski. Puts it up, misses it, rebound. Titans rebound. Here come the Titans at number 2, Austin Mills. Swings it out, 3-ball, got it! Number 5, Jordan Kupak.
Once again, they quick rebound, quick transition 3 for Kupak.
Absolutely. Very good transition 3 there. Shoreman had it. And give me a kick ball, and it's going to stay with Avon Lake. Stay with Avon Lake there, Ruben.
It looks like the Berea Mid-Park's concentrating on what Avon Lake is giving them with their defense and shooting the threes well tonight so far.
Absolutely. Avon Lake up and at them. And there he is. Marsh connects. Number 0, Nick Marsh, the junior. As you recall, in that Lakewood game, they were without Marsh, and it hurt him. So good to see him up and healthy.
Right, Vince. It's good. It took them totally out of their rotation.
Oh, sure did, Ruben. Austin Mills with it. Over to Kupak. Swings it out to Levesque. Levesque back to Kupak. Josh Finkovic on the wing. Back to Kupak. 3-ball off the rim. Might have got fouled. No call. Back to the Shoreman it goes.
Good block there. Good interior defense by Avon Lake.
Avon Lake has it, top of the key. 3-ball by Russell. Got it! Tanner Russell with a hand in the space there, Ruben. Puts
wide
it
open
in.
Wide open three. Good couple of good passes, and they got the shot they wanted.
I've noticed early on in this game, the Titans seem to have a bit of the size advantage. Going to be interesting to see how they work it.
Yeah, it looks like to me like Avon Lake is having their variation of their trap, zone trap.
No doubt about it. Back to that 2-3 defense. Titans underneath, swing it back out. Number 5, Jordan Kupak for 3. Got it!
We got a 3-point shooting contest, Vince, early.
Absolutely. The fans here in attendance love it. And it is 9-6, Berea. 4.5 to go here in the first. Back out to the Shoreman. Nick Marsh, top of the key. Over to Christian Perry. Little two-man game there. Tanner Russell, down low they go. Back up top. Nice inside pass and a foul. Might have got double foul there, Ruben.
It looks like a nice patient possession too, Vince. They moved the ball around. The defense was there. Take your time and get the shot that you want.
And the foul's on Sigurd's. Checking into the game is Alex Kavak. Kavak? Alex Kavak into the game.
And it looks like, Vince, the Titans have to use their speed a little bit because they're a little bit outmanned as far as height goes. They're the smaller of the two teams.
Well, tie up there. And that is referee Kerry Kemp on the call. Our officials tonight, Kerry Kemp in his 15th year, Jose Hewitt in his 28th season, and Robert Burra in his 10th. Ball stays with the Shoreman, down 9-6. Nice stop there. Good little frog step. Up and at him. No good by Marsh.
It threw him off a little bit there, Vince, with a 2-3. They switched from a 1-2-2 to a 2-3 zone. Kind of caught him off guard a little bit.
Siggers on the breakaway for the Titans. No good. Stripped, and the ball will stay down low with the Titans.
Kind of a ragged exchange there by both teams. It looks like a little early. They're trying to get the jitters out. We'll see how it unfolds there towards the end of the quarter.
Mills back to Siggers. Top of the key. Three ball. No good. Rebound, Shorman. Avon Lake has it. Swings it out. Little stutter step. Back out to Tanner Russell. And the Shorman looking to get it going here, Ruben. Down three. Three and a half to go. Up and at him, Marsh, no good.
They're playing a very, very, very good zone defense underneath, especially in the middle.
Absolutely, and Adam Kalock, Alex Kalock, an absolute presence down low. Titans have the ball. Siggers out to Kupik. Back to Mills. Mills up to Levesque. Might have traveled, got away with it. Three ball, got it.
It seems to be what Maria Midpark is doing with the dribble penetration and kicking everything out for a three early.
Yep. And that three ball, number five, Jordan Kupik. Shorman has it again. And Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez here on Keon Sports. Marsh for Avon Lake. Beautiful drive. Nick Marsh.
Great shot by Marsh. The defense is right on point, but a great pass inside to Marsh. Too.
Marsh is a presence on this team. Looks like Hunter Simon's looking to check in for the Shoreman.
They're going to a full court press here.
Yep. Thank you, Ruben. And that's a carry. Good call there by the ref. Number five, Jordan Kupik, carried that ball just a little bit with his hand. And this veteran officiating crew, led by Kerry Kemp, on top of that one.
Yeah, it's early substitutions by both teams here. Vincent trying to get the press is getting to them on both sides. Get some fresh legs in there.
Ball going to stay with the Shoreman here. Looking to get it done. Avon Lake has it. Little over two to go. Down four. Swings it up top. Tanner Russell. Three ball. No good. Rebound. Back to the Titans. Full court press though, Avon. Avon Lake with that full court press, Ruben.
Yeah, they broke it good. Now they got numbers down court.
Number two, Tanner Russell. Swings it out low. Back out to Russell. To Kupik. Up top, Levesque. Levesque drives up with the shot. Levesque, no good. Rebound, Kovac. It's got it. Good.
Yeah, that's what the dribble penetration leads to. When you kick out three or when they're waiting for the three, they just take it right to the basket. Great drive there by Levesque.
Excellent, excellent. They said. Full Straff coming into the game for the Shoreman. And a good hustle play there by Alex Kovac.
Yeah, Kovac with a big rebound. Yeah. But again, everything opens up when you dribble penetrate and you're kicking out for a three.
Alex said that his mom and his grandma actually taught him that move. So here we are. Thanks. Oh, offensive rebound for the Titans. This can now turn into a four-point play here. And I'll tell you, Kovac checked into the game. He's been a presence ever since.
And it looks like the play is slowing down a little bit. Not sure if it's winded or...
A little winded. That's when you see those extra effort plays coming to hand. Ball with Berea going left to right on your radio dial. 14-8 with the lead, looking for more.
Avon Lake shoots at a 2-3 zone. They're packing it in inside on him.
Oh, and there he is again! Oh, there it is.
Alex can do some damage underneath tonight, Vince.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's a big man right there. His mom said the grocery bill is like $600 a week. They feed him well.
Early timeout here. Much
absolutely
needed. Both teams need a breather.
16-8. And during this first timeout, we're going to tell you about one of our sponsors. Hey, hockey fans, let us take this moment to tell you about Hosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, lace, and apparel, then Hosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Hosier Hockey. To bring you the highest quality products with affordability as well as quick and easy delivery. Find them online on www.hosierhockey.com or on Amazon to make sure you check out their savings calculator to see just how much you're saving. Again, that's HOSERHockey.com. Ruben, You like popcorn?
I love popcorn.
I love popcorn too, and I know the place you can go. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn. It's a family-owned tradition that has been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65 plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle Marks. With over 25 flavors and even some dittos for the kiddos, they have something for everyone. Visit them online at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Ridgeville. We're back at it. 16-8, a little under a minute to go. What does Avon Lake need to do to cut in this lead, Ruben?
Well, they need to continue doing what they're doing on the defensive end. And I put emphasis on the three-point shot. But here on offense, they're being very patient like they're supposed to do. A costly turnover there. All in all, a good possession there, but he stepped out of bounds.
Here we are, 16-8. Avon Lake. Turnover there, back to the Titans. Full court press still with Avon Lake.
Yeah, to go into the man-to-man full court press here. And
Bria has it, driving in Levac. There he is again! And you can hear it behind us.
Kavak is
a beast.
Kavak's a beast under there with 6 points already, Vince. Underneath.
Absolutely.
One-on-one with his man, taking him to the basket.
He is an intimidating presence down low, and he's only a sophomore. We were told 7 different senior girls have already asked him to prom. That's how popular that kid is. Three ball. Avon Lake misses it. 18-8.
Pretty quick first quarter. Vince, 10-point lead for the visiting team. We'll see what happens in the second quarter when they come out. Avon Lake comes out aggressive.
Absolutely. All right, as the second quarter about to begin here, I want to tell you about Rocket Fizz Candy. Rocket Fizz, have a sweet tooth? Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B in Cleveland, Ohio. Susan and the gang are ready to take you down a walk on Candy Memory Lane. Underway here in the second quarter, Ruben Rodriguez.
Austin Mills bringing the ball up for the Titans off the bench.
Titans have it looking to build on a 10-point lead. Levesque out to Kupik, back to Thingovich. Swings it out to Siggers. Nice stutter step there by Siggers. It's up, no good. Look at Kavak battle for that rebound. Back out to Thingovich. Three ball!
Big rebound for Kavak again. He's really active underneath tonight. They may have to put a couple of guys on him, Avon Lake does.
He might be the sixth man of the year with this kind of play. A big lead now for Berea, up 21-8. Avon Lake needs to get it going. Tanner Russell, foul. Hunter Simons drove in.
I don't know about that one there, Vince. That looked like all ball to me, but I don't wear stripes.
Yeah, they're going to call on Kavak. And we thank you again for joining us here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. To the line, Avon Lake. Oh, up, in, and out, Hunter Simons.
Yeah, it's getting to the point now for Avon Lake where they can't panic. They cannot panic. It's so early enough, they can get back into this thing. Their offense is flowing decently. Kavak is just killing them underneath.
And he nails it. So Simons will split the deuce. It is 21-9. Little over 7 minutes to go. Bria Mid Park has it.
No shoulder.
Kubich up top. Swings it out to Thingovich. That's a Kubich. Over to Levesque. Levesque has it. Good stutter step. Levesque. Good drive. He's up. It is good.
Yeah, that's all. That comes from the dribble penetration and the kickouts. Now Avon Lake can't leave Levesque down the lane himself, and they got to be cognizant of the three.
Avon Lake has it, swings it out, three ball, no good. Rebound, Berea. Number two, swings it out, Thingovich, down low to Kavak, good!
Beautiful basketball, that's the way, fast break in the line. Time out, they need it. It's getting away from them, Vince.
Unbelievable. Now 25-9. Berea Mid Park has the big lead. Timeout, Avon Lake. You're going to have to do something to get back in this one, Ruben.
Yeah, but like I said, though, it's still pretty early. 25-9. Yeah, it looks pretty big now, but they have to tighten up their defense. Maybe they should just forget about the zone defense and go man-to-man. Somebody has to – you got to put two bodies on Kavak or he's going to kill you out there.
No doubt about it. This kid came in off the bench. Already, I want to say, double dudes. Oh, he's got eight points for Kavak, at least five or six rebounds. He's been the game changer coming off the bench.
Yeah. Him and Kupik together with 17 out of their 25 points.
Take this time off, fans, again. Valentine's Day fastly approaching next month. Looking for a romantic place to go, enjoy a post-game meal, even tonight. Love Italian food? Franca's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Visit them at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. Frank is a hometown boy done good, Ruben, and you will feel home at home 2 minutes after sitting down. Enjoy Frankie's tonight.
Yeah, Italian food anytime for me, Vince.
No doubt about it. Three ball up, off the back of the rim, no good. Titans going to battle for it. Kupik, and got pushed, no call. Oh, yeah, foot on the line. The ball will stay with the Shoreman, Ruben.
Now the Titans are suffocating them now with their defensive. And the offensive end isn't bad enough. They're just double, triple teaming guys underneath.
25-9. Berea Mid Park leads it. Little over 6 minutes to go. Avon Lake with the ball. Top of the key, swinging around. The reserves are in for Avon Lake. Kerry Kemp with the call there. Avon Lake steps out of bounds. A mental mistake, Ruben.
Bad turnover there, Vince. You got to watch where you're at all times. Too close to that end line.
Berea Mid Park has the ball. Up big, 25-9. Looking for more here. Under 6 minutes to go.
And just like I said, now they're moving on to their man-to-man defense. They got to do something to stop the dribble penetration.
Good setter sub there by Fingovich. Gets his own rebound. Nope. Turnover. Back to the Shoreman. They're going to need some of those.
Now they needed that one.
Badly. Simon swings it out. Peary. No. Rebound back to the Titans. Ruben, I can't remember the last time they've only scored.
Yeah, they're ice cold from the field, Vince.
Berea, come back. Gets stuffed. Fights for his own rebound. Back up. Stuffed again. All right. It's a good hustle play, though.
Great series defensively by Creed Bologna there.
Absolutely.
Couple of blocks on Kavak. They need more of that. They need more of that to get back into this game. Some kind of fire.
Yeah. I mean, Creed Bologna could bring it, too. He did it in football. He's a great receiver. He's got that length with his arms. And look how tall he is, Ruben.
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy.
So Berea back to them, up 25-9. Titans have it, swings it out. Three ball, no good. Off the back of the rim. Key mark there. And they're going to say Kerry Kemp points. Going to say it's off.
Staying here.
Off Avon Lake, so it's going to stay with Berea.
Again, I can't say enough. Kavak is just doing whatever he wants under there.
The kid's a presence. All right, Titans have it up 25-9. A little over five to go. Working from left to right on the radio dial. Berea Mid Park in the orange jerseys with blue trim. Nice trap there, Avon Lake. Ball stays with Berea. Levesque swings it out. Referee's going to blow the whistle. Let's see the call here.
Looks like they got a push on number 12.
Up. Sigurd's checking back in the game. Out comes Vingovic. All right, 25-9.
Yeah, they just keep moving these guys in and out quickly.
And they're going to need to get that win. Austin Mills, top of the key. Over to Jordan Kupik. Back out to Levesque. Sigurd's down to Kavak. Oh! Good hustle play there by Avon Lake to bat it away. What's Ruben, that was... I didn't see the number there, 10. So Sidolowski.
What they're doing, Vince, is they're going to the man-to-man defense, but they're collapsing back on Kavak and try to double up on Kavak.
Three ball up. No good. Off the back of the rim by Kupik. Avon Lake has it. Here they come. Avon Lake in desperate need of points right now, Ruben.
Yeah, they tend to tie defensively the last couple of times down, but they got to score.
Fans still trickling in here for this big SWC matchup. Avon Lake has it. Swings it around. Top of the key. Swings it out. Thought about the three ball to Avon Lake. Down low to Sidolowski. Stop! Levesque right there, Ruben.
Right there. If it's not the big man underneath, it's Levesque up top.
And it's going to go back to the Shoreman as Berea travels.
Yeah, he shuffled his shoes a little bit there. He kind of indecisive where he wanted to go with the ball.
Now, Ruben, let me ask you this. Most people watching this game right now would want to know how Evan Lee's going to get back in down 16. But that's not what I'm going to ask you. Ruben, what I want to know is how does Berea keep this lead and expand on it?
Well, they're defensively. Defensively and rebounding. Stick to their zone defense. If you notice, they haven't deviated with the defense they started the game with.
And they got to keep their focus on it
as
well.
And they're on the road, so they know a run's coming.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, back to it. Titans have the ball up 25-11. Swings it out. Real looking. Oh, ripped away. Hunter Simons playing out of his mind tonight. Fast break. Oh, that's a foul.
Missed opportunity there for Avon Lake. Vince had a couple of shots at easy layups. And that's all focus and concentration.
Play on Nick Marsh.
Hey, Nick Marsh back in the game. Hunter Simons going back to the bench. He played his butt off there. Good few exchanges there for Simons.
And Berea Mid-Park, last couple of possessions, been a little bit sloppy on offense too, Vince. That's what they don't need to do to keep this lead on the road.
No doubt about it. And we just talked about that focus, right, Ruben?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
All right. He's not the best colored man in the business, folks, for no reason. Here we go. 3:12 to go. Well, thank you for joining us. This is a ton of fun. Berea has it, looking to extend, up 25-11. They've held the Stormen only 3 points in this quarter. Down low to Levesque, up, no good. Kavok battles for the ball, no good. Stormen has it, looking to go coast to coast. Up, no good, rebound. Nick Marsh looking to do it all. Back Marsh, no good again.
Fouled under there.
Yep,
good effort by Marsh. But on the other end down here, Berea Mid-Park's dribble penetration. Not as it was in the first quarter. Avon Lake doing a good job of keeping that under wraps.
Yeah.
But they got to score the ball.
Yeah, Nick Marsh did a tremendous job there. Marsh, a center, goes coast to coast on that play. You don't normally see that. He's a big man. Misses a foul shot, though. When you're trying to get back in the lead here, you know, down 14, you got to make those. You got to make the free
throws,
ones, right?
Free throws are huge. They're freebies. You're at the line. You're shooting by yourself. Those got to go in.
Avon Lake has it. It's up. Rattles in, rattles out.
Mm-mm.
All right, back to the Titans.
A little bit too aggressive there by Christian Perry.
And, you know, important here for Avon Lake, you can't get it all back at once, right? I mean, possession by possession to try to get back in this game.
Cole Straff, we have a Cole Straff sighting. Finally gets in with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the second quarter.
2:40 to go. Berea has it, looking to slow down the pace here, bud. Kupik looks over to his coach, gets the play. Almost like a quarterback would in football here. Swings it out, top of the key, Siggers. Siggers over to Finkovic. Finkovic back out to Kupik. A bit of a stalemate there, back to Siggers. And they are really taking their time, Ruben.
Yeah, and if you notice, if it's either Straff or Marsh that's on Finkovic, they know he's a good three-point
shooter.
And
he got it, though. Good takeaway there. Cole Great. Straff comes in the game, immediately makes an impact. Straff to Simons. No, off the board.
Got to make layups in this sport, Vince. That's three times, three possessions in a row they missed the layup. That's 6 points
here we
off
go.
The board.
All right, one, so they're going to call that on Siggers. All right, so a break in action here. 2:02 to go, 25-11. Gives you a chance. You know, Ruben, tax season's coming up. A lot of people are going to get those refund checks. They want to do something with their house. A lot of people want to do, like, flooring, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, I got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old at home. They spill on everything. We're always looking for good carpeting and flooring. I got the place you could go, MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today at 330-725-5252 or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. You will not be disappointed in the talented and highly skilled work they put into every project.
Visit them today, folks. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, Steve's a great guy. He's been a sponsor of mine for 4 years. Back to Avon Lake. Three ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's what the coach wanted out of the timeout.
Out of the timeout, no way. And Kvac has been everywhere. Another rebound. You know, Alex Kvac checked into this game. He has not checked out. All right, Bria has it. 25-11 lead. Kupik drives, spin move,
great
no
defense.
Good.
Great defense on that dribble penetration.
It really was.
They're putting a handle on that, but they're getting sloppy with the basketball on the offensive end.
You know, Ruben, twice in a row we see Ivan Lake make a great play on defense and then throw it away.
Throw it away or miss a layup.
Can't be doing that. Minute and a half to go, 25-11. 14-point lead. It seems like we've been stuck on this 25-11 score for about a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, they need to clean some things up, and if they do, they got a shot.
And
a good foul on Marsh.
A foul on Marsh, but they actually had Kvac wide open underneath. They could have swung it a shade quicker. The foul on Marsh.
Neither team yet in the bonus, man, yeah. So they got to side out.
All right, and a relatively quick first half. With the timeouts and everything else, we're only at the 25-minute mark, so really just cruising. A tie-up, it looks like it's going to be a jump ball.
Possession error over to Ivan Lake. Got to finish this last minute and a half with at least a couple of buckets here, Vince, to tighten this thing up.
No doubt about it. Referee Kerry Kemp signaling ball back over there on that jump ball to the Shoreman. They need to cut it down to single digits here, Ruben. Minute 18 to go. Simons has it. Three-point key, double coverage. Back to Simons. Drives in. Nope. Swings it off. Cole Schraff. Good move there by Schraff.
Go. That's a good. That's how you break and you break a good zone defense. You penetrate it from the angles. A good job by Schraff. Get the bucket.
Right there.
Comes a.
Yep. Cole Schraff. Excellent move. We see him doing it. Oh, again. Big Marsh with the steal. Ruben, you talked about a run. Here it is.
There it is. They call a charge. No basket.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one. Nick Marsh, an incredible job. Gets the steal, looks to drive it in, and then gets called in for a charge.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And that would have took us down, let's see, 25-13. If my math is correct, it would have took it to 10 points. And that's a big-time swing. And especially if Marie could come out here and score, what a swing that would be. So 25-13. Oh, here we go again. Ivan Lake steals it. Foul.
Good. And all this is coming, Vince, from they threw us a half-court
half-court trap press
at mid-court, and it led to two turnovers. Unfortunately, only 2 points so far out of them.
Hunter Simons at the line. To shoot two, he nails the first one. 25-14. And now with about 41 seconds left, you got to watch foul trouble, Ruben. And that's why you want to get some of these guys out of here for this last 40 seconds. A good sub there to get Siggers back on the bench with two fouls. Ivan Lake Simons misses it. 25-14. Alex, another big rebound. This kid's having the game of his life.
A fantastic first half. For
absolutely.
Him. And like you mentioned, they got to be careful with the fouls. You have to make a comeback. You need your players out there.
No doubt about it. And we must make mention again, he is only a sophomore. This kid's got a bright future. 22 seconds to go. Austin Mills has it. Swings it back out to Fingovich, who's had a quiet night. You got to expect him to get hot at any time right now. Bria still has it. Kupik. He takes a look at the clock. 10 seconds. They will hold for the last shot. Here comes Jordan. He gets pushed in the back, and there's the call. Great call by the referee.
A little bit of contact. The fans aren't happy with it, but yeah, it looks like there was a little bit too much aggression there.
That was definitely a foul.
Number 33, Nate
Bertal. Well, that was, in football terms, a legal use of the hands, basically. I mean, he just shoved him in the back. Bria has it. One, no good. Ivan Lake battles for the rebound and gets it. Ivan Lake. Half-court shot, won't count. All right, fans. And halftime, it is Bria 25, Shoreman 14. And with some keys to what you saw there, late second half run.
Yeah, the late second half, and as I looked at the clock.
6-0 run by the Shoreman.
The last time I looked at the clock when Berea Mid Park scored. It was 3 minutes and 42 seconds, and they went scoreless the rest of the half. Avon Lake had their opportunity to dig into the lead. They only made up 5 points. They're right there. It's only an 11-point game. They have to stay out of foul trouble.
Absolutely.
And they did stop, for the most point, Berea Mid Park with their dribble penetration. They put a little bit of a handle on Alex Kavak. The kid's been a monster underneath. I don't see Avon Lake playing the kind of first half, a second half they played in the first half. This should be a good game the rest of the way.
All right, 25-14. The second half begins in 1 moment. So we are back here. And thank you for bearing with us. A few technical difficulties. We'd like to apologize. It will be moving forward on Facebook Live tonight on a phone, unfortunately. But as we grow, we'll get a cameraman who actually shows up for his gig. Second half. Underway.
Looks like Avon Lake, Vince, is coming out like they did at the end of the first half. They're going to the man-to-man to try to stop that penetration inside, and it worked.
Guys, bear with us a little bit longer as we set up.
And while Vince is with the camera trying to get this done, thank you all for joining us. And it's Kolstraff in the middle, back out on the inside for a layup. It's up and in. That's Nick Marsh with a bucket. He's got 6 points on the night. Avon Lake with a half-court trap. And it's broken by Mid Park, Berea Mid Park. Right underneath to Kavak, who's been unstoppable underneath all night. Missed the bunny. Back up, no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it back out.
And Berea Mid Park looking to expand on this lead up 25-16. Rebound, fast break opportunity, Avon Lake up. No good, rebound.
Another big defensive play by Avon Lake. Vince, what they've been doing all night. They continue to miss easy layups at the basket. This game will be a lot closer than the 25-16. Thanks everyone for bearing with us a minute while we get our technology ready here.
Apologize for the technical difficulties.
Levesque with a missed shot underneath, and there's a foul called. Offensive foul on number 33. Alex Kavak, that's his second foul on the night. Those of you joining us, thank you. 6:27 to go in the third quarter. 25-16, Berea Mid Park over the Shoremen of Avon Lake. Christian Perry brings the ball up for Avon. Passes it over to Kolstraff. Straff gets the ball. And a layup is good by Hunter Simons to score down to 25-18. They've got the lead to 7.
It's a heel alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Berea Mid Park Titans here in Avon Lake in an SWC clash. Berea has it, looking to expand on the lead. Swings it out, Kruppage.
They're staying with the man-to-man, Vince. That's what's got him back into this game.
Siggers up top. Swings it out again. Kruppage has it. Back to Siggers. On the outside, Siggers.
And now they've switched it to a matchup zone. They're staying in their zones, but getting up on their man.
Avon Lake.
Oh, there he is.
And Berea Mid Park continues with it.
Nothing's changed. He's been a beast inside all night, and he continues. He's got 10 points.
Hey, guys, this is the quarter, the Facebook Live quarter. Oh, that's not going to work, man.
On the floor.
All right. So that was fun for a while it lasted. Berea Mid Park has it, looking to expand on a lead 27-18. Thank you, fans, for tuning in there.
Oh.
29-18. Berea looking to build that double-digit lead back up again. They allowed Avon Litt to get back into it. Go.
And more technical difficulties. And once again, Alex Kivak with an easy layup underneath. Just stretching it. It's not 31-18. Berea Mid Park. Avon Lake's coast draft with the ball, kicks it back out to the top. Underneath to Marsh. Marsh is stepped out of bounds. Another turnover. And this is not what Avon Lake needed to come out of the third quarter. They got a couple of quick buckets to cut the lead to 7. And two consecutive turnovers and two buckets have stretched the lead out to 13. They're going to the half court trap again. And it's Kavak back. Levesque with the ball. In the forecourt to the line, kicks it back over, out of bounds, threw it away. A turnover filled third quarter by both teams. 4 minutes left to go.
And guys, not only is he the best color man in the business, Ruben's showing you why he can do some play by play too.
Vince, we got to step up for each other.
All right.
Avon Lake with the ball. And I'll give you Vince, he's back.
Avon Lake has it up, good, Hunter Simons. Now, you know what, we've been talking all night about Berea Mid Park, six-man Kavak having a huge game, but let's not take away from Hunter Simons of Avon Lake, six-man having a big game.
Yeah, Simons has been playing well at both ends of the floor. Here he goes again. Oh,
come on. And Alex Kavak, who's had a huge game, we just brought up his name again. He checked in midway through the first quarter, has not checked out. Simons! And they're going toe-to-toe.
Yeah,
Simons and Kavak.
Kavak's played the whole game. He hasn't sat once.
Well, he checked in about 2 minutes into the first quarter. He hasn't checked out.
How nice to be 16 again, Vince.
All right, Avon Lake.
Nice play by Marsh there.
I'll tell you what, Avon Lake needs to continue with this full court pressure to go ahead and try to force as many turnovers as possible.
Yeah, they're still right there. They're within reach of this game, but they –
oh yeah, they're within striking distance.
Too many missed shots so far. They gotta clean that up.
Alright, 3:05 to go. Avon Lake has crawled back into this game. 33-22. Oh! Dead. And there he is. There's Creed Bologna again with that height and length. Saw Josh Fingovich go up for a three-pointer out of nowhere, Ruben. You see Creed Bologna gliding like Batman,
yeah,
spotted away.
He came flying in from the other end of the floor, that's for sure. And Avon Lake staying with that matchup zone. Simons on top, orchestrating the whole thing.
Berea has it back. Looking to build on the lead. Now up 11. It's Kupik. Holds it. Down low to Levesque. Levesque puts it up. No.
Great defense by Avon Lake. Yep. That's what they need to do to get back in this thing.
That took the words out of my mouth, bud. That's exactly what they have to do. That might be a travel. Let's see if Avon Lake on a full court press. Foul called. Ruben, who's it on, bud?
I think it's number 2.
It is. So Austin Mills got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there by Mills.
Berea Mid Park with 4 players with 2 fouls. Not a problem yet. It's not an issue yet.
Avon Lake has it. Looking to cut into this double digit lead. Make it single digits. Swings it down low. There's Cole Schraff. No, up, no good. Rebound, Titans.
Once again, Vince. Patient offense. Leads to a missed layup. They can't have that jerk and expect to win this game.
Yep. Berea has it. Here's Fingovich. Out to Kupik. Swings it over. Back to Kupik. Back to Fingovich. 3 ball up. Good. Number 4, Levesque.
Textbook basketball there, Vince. Move the ball around. Get the right shot. And nail it.
Yep. Avon Lake making a run in this game. Could not allow those 3 balls. Back to 14, they had a chance to cut it to single digits only a second ago. Avon Lake, Hunter Simons.
Good job, Josh.
Coach wants 3 seconds, not being called. Deep 3 ball by Russell. No good. Rebound over the back.
It's a great rebound by Creed Bologna there. Yep. Creed Bologna underneath.
Creed Bologna has the kind of length to be a game changer. So here we go, 36-22, a minute and a half to go on the clock.
I don't understand why he's not at the line here, Vince. There should have been a shooting foul. He was going up for the shot when they blew the whistle.
I think they might have called over the back first. All right, Avon Lake has it. Down 14, minute and a half to go in the first. Excuse me, third quarter. Working from left to right on the radio dial, wearing the white jerseys, yellow print, red trunks.
Berea Mid Park still in that 2-3 zone that they've been in all game long.
They shut them down, tell them they're 22 points, and we only got a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Three ball, get on it!
Shot by Maxie Roush.
Oh, yeah. Max Roush, who weighs about 80 pounds, soaking wet with a brick in his hand, stepped up there.
And here's the big man, Kivak, coming back. And
whoa, deep pass here by Berea on a fast break. Levesque has it underneath the fingerage. Avon Lake does a good job to recover, Ruben.
You're right on point there, Vince. That was an easy layup. That never happened.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Berea might have blew it there. Up 11, 45 seconds to go. Fingovich has it, holds it. Fingovich, top of the key to Kupik. Jordan Kupik's going to hold. I don't know if you want to hold for the last shot here. You got 35 seconds to go. Levesque, the big man up top, over to Fingovich. Now down to 28 seconds. I don't know, Ruben. You think they're holding for the last shot here?
This is on Avon Lake. You got to be more aggressive. They're gonna, of course, they're gonna take the air out of the ball. They got an 11-point lead.
Berea just dribbled it away, and a foul on Max. Well, let's see what the call is. They're gonna say stalling on Berea or reaching on Max. What's the call?
I don't know what the call is here.
All right, let's wait this one out.
I think it's an inadvertent whistle. They might have thought he called a timeout.
Might be funky like a monkey. All right, so they're going to say that they thought Berea called timeout. They did not. And you know what, Ruben, I think you're right. So how do you pronounce that word?
It's an inadvertent
bucket.
Whistle.
There we go.
And that's an intelligent way of saying the ref screwed up.
Well, you know what? These referees have been really good tonight. I mean, this has been a great officiating crew. At least they've manned up, stepped up, and said, hey, you know what? Shouldn't have blew that whistle. Got to give them credit.
Somebody on the bench must have yelled something that sounded like timeout.
Yeah. And you know what, though? At least they didn't try to make it up with a timeout or a foul. They basically said, here's what happened.
But again, this is on Avon Lake. They got to be the aggressor here.
This is 45 seconds off the clock.
I got an 11-point lead. I'm going to take the air out of the ball.
And they foul with 3.8 to go. Where was that foul 42 seconds ago, Bob?
I agree. You can't let this team with an 11-point lead eat the clock on you. I don't care if it's the third quarter or the fourth quarter. You need to get back into this game. You got to be a little bit more aggressive. Why that wasn't a shooting foul is beyond me.
All right. 3.8 seconds to go. In the last 45 seconds of this quarter, it's taken 10 hours.
Looks like Mr. Kavak finally exits the game.
That kid's going to sleep well tonight. All right, Berea, last shot, puts it up, three ball, nowhere to go. Oh, all right, so there it is. So 36-25, a very low-scoring quarter there. Avon Lake cut into it a little bit there, got it down to 11, had the ball, had a chance to get it down to 9, and then couldn't. So
Yeah, early in the quarter, Vince, they got it down to 7 points, and they started throwing the ball away. They're not being consistent enough. Actually, the whole night, since the first quarter, they have spurts of good defense, where they force some terrible turnovers by Berea Mid Park, but they're not capitalizing on it. I don't know if it's a lack of focus or the fact that Berea Mid Park just drops back, and in that zone defense that they have, you're not getting easy shots, Avon Lake. And when they do, in transition, get a layup, they miss it. We need some sponsorship stuff here.
Absolutely we do. It doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor. Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need to take the next step in class and beauty. This family-owned construction company has been trusted by Ohioans for 25-plus years. Ruben, did you know they even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home office will need? Visit them today, www.cretins.com/Mullins_construction. Again, Mullins Construction. Also, real quick, we're in a gym today, but pretty soon the weather will warm up, and then it will be time for soccer shots. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor action. Make sure you check out Cleveland Soccer Shots.
It's one of our new sponsors, Evans. You just came in with us?
A little while ago, yeah. Not bad, 2-3 weeks. And here's Avon Lake with the ball, looking to cut into this 11-point lead. They have it. Bria, let's be careful there. Scrimmage, go, go! Creed Malonia!
Yeah, Creed went up, used his length, went up strong, hit the glass, hit the window. 90% of the shots that hit that square go in. A strong, strong layup there for Creed Malonia.
As we reset our clipboards here, I don't know, Ruben, we might have a game down the stretch here. 9 points.
It's not over yet.
Bologna nails it. 8 points. A big three-point play there for Creed Bologna to get the Avon Lake Shorty.
Looks like
back
Avon Lake's going back to their half-court press, Vince.
And they put Kalock back in the game, did Berea Mid-Park, so we got about 3 seconds off the game clock rest, but about a good 2 minutes with a timeout between quarters. So full-court press is on. Berea has it. They break the press. They set up. Down eight. Here's Fingovich. Looking. Swings it on over to Kupik.
Still in that matchup zone, Vince.
Austin Mills with it.
Avon Lake.
Yeah. That's what they need to do. Good move there by Siggers. Oh, Fingovich on the rebound. Good!
2 point basket.
Josh Fingovich extends the lead back out to double digits. 38-28. 6:50 to go.
It's one of those what I call I found. I found it. I'm going to shoot it.
You sure did. Right place, right time. Steal ball back to the Titans.
Nice Finkovich again with the quick hands.
Yep. Austin Mills has it to Siggers. Siggers passes up the three, drives the lane. Over to Kavok. Nice save by Levesque. And no. So this one should go back. Yes, it does. To the shortman.
Yeah, this one.
When it's over.
Ill-advised passer that when a guy had a layup, I don't. Sometimes it just boggles the mind how a kid could be 3 feet from the basket and kick it out for a 20-foot shot.
Absolutely. So a tight game now. 10-point lead. 6.5 to go. Keon Sports Radio Network again, guys. Thank you for joining us on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Avon Lake with the ball. Desperately trying to cut into this lead. Max Roush swings out to Sitolowski. Sitolowski to Bologna. Bologna back to Roush. Roush for three. No good. Rebound. Kalak. This kid is everywhere tonight. 38-28, 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, he's a load under there, Vince. And he's only a sophomore. We'll
unbelievable.
Be seeing him for two more seasons at least.
Fingovich has it. Looking to extend the lead.
Here's where.
Went for the behind the back, swiped away by Avon Lake. Fresh lays coming in the game for Avon Lake. Number two, Tanner Russell. And number zero, Nick Marsh. And Christian Perry, so it looks like they're going to go big.
What I'm looking here, Vince, is that, again, Avon Lake has to get a little bit more aggressive. They're the ones that are down 10. They have to cut. They have to play more on the ball.
All right, so Bria has it, looking for more, up 38-28. Driving in is Levesque. Levesque up and a foul on Avon Lake. And 5:41 to go. We're going to take this brief opportunity real quick to talk to you about the Workout Factory. I'll be there tomorrow morning. Go see Lee at the Workout Factory. They will have an open house all morning. If you're looking for those to shed those post-holiday pounds, you have a busy schedule and need a place to work out, that place is always open. Check out the Workout Factory, 5508 Ridge Road in Parma off of Brook Park Road. You will return to your best fit self in no time. Visit them today at Future to a Better You starts tomorrow. Ruben was there this morning. I heard you were squatting about 600. Calories?
Ounces, maybe.
All right, 11-point lead. Avon Lake has the ball, left to right on the radio dial. Three ball, no good for Avon Lake. Back out to Berea. That was Sitolowski up and no good.
And it looks to me like Berea Midpark's about to take over this game, Vince.
Yeah, and Avon Lake cannot settle for threes right
they
now.
They can smell it.
Yep, you got that right. Berea has it. Fingovich. A three ball here would be a dagger, bud. 39-11. Little over five to go. Austin Mills up top. Not to be confused with Boston Mills. Austin has it. Over to Fingovich. Pump shot fake. Steal! Sitolowski! Nathan Sitolowski with the trap. Down to Tanner Russell. Back to Nick Marsh. Marsh! And what's the whistle, Ruben?
It looks to me like it was a hold on number five for Berea Med Park. Jordan Kupic.
Second.
couple of these players for Berea Mid-Park are holding their shorts. It's just up and down, all this whole second half for them. Shot.
All right, so Christian Perry with the three, and this is the closest this game has been in a while, 39-31.
Yeah, I mean, Avon Lake's still in it, Vince. There's still plenty of time to go. It's a three-possession game. They just got to stay with it. They have to be a little bit more aggressive on defense. They just cannot let Levesque continue to get down the lane like he started the game with. He's getting back into that dribble penetration, and it's going to lead to some kick-out threes if Avon Lake doesn't put a stop to it.
All right, we thank you again. Our first basketball broadcast of the new year, 2019. And just wanted to do our homework there. One last sponsor to get through, Set a Trophy, one of my favorites. Longtime friend Lisa. They have everything you need. Reach out to Set a Trophy. Actually, what you want to do is visit them in person. Look around the store. It's amazing. They're at 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland, Ohio. They have every sport, every event, every accomplishment covered. Set a Trophy.
And if anybody out there wants to get Vince and I a trophy for what we've endured here tonight, go to Set a Trophy. Feel free.
Yeah. Okay, so Bria has it. Up eight. Closest this game's been in a while. Oh, another steal.
Quick hands, man. Vince. Quick hands. Defensively, get him right back in the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bria has to relax right now. Up eight, but constant turnover. Sidolowski. It's good.
Beautiful ball movement and cutting to the basket.
Nathan Sidolowski makes it a 39-33 game. Shoreman have life. Timeout. Desperately needed by Berea right now, Ruben.
Yeah, it's a much-needed timeout to stop the momentum that Avon Lake got after the last timeout.
Go. All right, we are back.
Yeah, Christian Perry got called for a little tickle there, Vince. Didn't much to it there, but
maybe just enough.
Ref was on it.
Okay, so we suddenly have a close game that it didn't look like it was going to be, but Sidolowski stepped up huge. Cole Schraff. And I'd like to see some Cree Bologna before this is over yet again, but Hunter Simon's in there.
They're going to a man-to-man again.
They need to with that size. Mills out to Kupik. Kupik for three. And Jordan Kupik. That's a game changer there.
Big shot for Kupik. He's got 12 on the night, Vince.
A hell of a game tonight. I'm going to say it. 42-33. Avon Lake needs to answer that three ball. Sidolowski out to Hunter Simons. Simons, no good. Rebound, Sidolowski. Sidolowski back up. Down low. Marsh. No good. Marsh again. No good. Rebound Berea. Wow.
And there's a tripping foul called.
Kiri Kemp all over that call. Good job there by Kiri Kemp.
Sidolowski just laying it all on the line. But Vince, I sure didn't think what the score of this game would be.
Yeah.
If Avon Lake would have made half of their layups this evening.
Yep.
Go Beast! Right here, go Beast!
Ruben, that was three straight attempts.
Right at the basket.
And they're physical. They're making the physical hustle plays. You just got to make the shot to finish it.
That's a bad turnover.
Berea Mid-Park cannot inbound the ball. Siggers throws it away. And it is 42-33. All right, Ruben. Might be waiting up the time here pretty soon.
Berea Mid-Park still in a 2-3 zone with Kavak, man in the middle.
And Siggers redeems himself. Big play by Siggers. Steals it. Goes coast to coast. No good. Avon Lake rebound.
Great
wow.
Defensive play. Great defensive play by Sidolowski.
Incredible recovery there by Sidolowski. Here comes Avon Lake. Under 3 minutes to go. They need to score and score fast. Sidolowski, three ball. In and out. Rubber rim, no good. Rebound, Marsh, no good. Rebound, Kavak.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, Vince. How this, these are point-blank shots. These are right at the bucket.
Man.
There have been five in this quarter alone.
Hey, let's go Beast Mode.
And guys, we know you,
We know you're listening. You can't see it, so we'll do our best to describe it. Basically, Avon Lake, Ruben, there had 3 to 4 shots right underneath the hoop.
Right at the basket. An unfortunate bounce on the three. We get that. But when you get 3 offensive rebounds, one of them got to go in.
Yep. Avon Lake has no one to blame with themselves right now, quite frankly. Full court press. 10 seconds here. Russ got to call it. Bria just gets across. Just gets across this Bria. 2.5 to go. Singers! Yes!
A little bit of, you can call it a little bit of help with the no call, but they didn't stop playing. An aggressive drive by Singers there.
Avon Lake has it. In and out. Little pump fake. No good. Strips. Bria. Scamper. No call. No call. Timeout for Bria. Wow, walk us through that one, Ruben.
It was an interesting sequence there. Levesque with the ball on the ground. No travel was called. No foul.
That's a full timeout there. Kerry Kemp signals it. All right, guys, 2 minutes to go. And this one looks like it's about over, but you never know. I mean, Bria up 11. I'll tell you.
This is where Avon Lake needs to go seriously consider some kind of full court presser here, Vince. They got to score. They got to get turnovers.
Yep.
They need possessions here. There's only 2 minutes left. And the fact that they sat at the end of the third quarter, and you mentioned at the time how they let Bria Midpark just take 45 seconds off the clock. They can't afford to do that. They kind of wish they had those 45 seconds back. Kind of wish they had a few layups back. But you got 2 minutes to make this right.
All right, guys. So moving on here, 44-33. And a little over 2 to go. All right, so Bria has it. 44-33, 2:09 to go. Siggers will inbound. Kovac, Levesque, Kupik, and Mills in the game with Siggers. Siggers to Kupik. Back to Mills, back to Siggers. And some contact mid-court. Kerry Kemp's going to call it on Cole Schraff.
Yeah, that's one of those, Vince. You got to let that go. Both players. Yeah, there was contact. Let them play.
Well, that's going to slow down the game now, too, because 2:04 to go, it's foul shot time.
It's
Bria in the bonus.
And even more importantly than that, Bria Midpark also has the possession arrow in case there's a jump ball.
Siggers up, rolls in, rolls out. Avon Lake needs points quick, Ruben.
Yes, they do. They got to get down here.
Marsh over to Sitolowski. Sitolowski over to Russell. Back to Perry. Perry down low to Marsh. Marsh up and in. All right, timeout
call. Now just slow down the game a little bit.
Now we're going to take good this interior. Timeout. Oh, go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
Good interior pass to Marsh there, but I personally think it's going to have to come a time where they're going to get their 3-point shooters in the game.
I agree. And, guys, you've been hearing us talk about sponsors all night long. We want to thank our sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor of the Keon Sports Media Group, contact me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Nobody will work harder to promote your small business than Keon Sports. Again, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. If you like what you hear, hey, let us know. Right, Ruben?
Anytime. Vince is always there.
Yep.
He will answer your email immediately or sooner.
I will try. Or sooner. Guys, we try our best. Ruben did a great job tonight. I am so blessed to have him. So I just want to throw that on the broadcast, buddy. So blessed to have you.
I appreciate that, Vince. We've been through a lot tonight. Didn't work out like we planned it, but we're going to keep on pushing, man. Here we go.
Absolutely. All right, so there it is. Avon Lake forces the turnover.
It's a good defensive play there by Tanner Russell.
Yeah, Tanner Russell. And here we go. You mentioned it. They put in Max Rausch, a good 3-ball shooter. They're going to need him. Yeah. This is the game. 9 points, minute 44 to go. Avon Lake has the ball. They need a 3-ball here. And they need to shoot quick. Max Rausch, it's up. It is no good. And who else but Kavok with the rebound?
That ball was halfway down, Vince. Halfway down, it came right out.
Bria, fast break. Oh, no good. And that 3-ball would have cut it to 6.
The best is going over the line.
I don't know about you, Ruben.
That's a 2-shot foul, so he's got to go in for him. He missed the last time he was at the
line. And where's the hometown crowd? They need to get loud here. Yeah, you're right. So Lovescu extends it out to double digits, a minute and a half to go. That'll probably be it. And it's a good thing we checked with his family tonight, because young Mr. Alex Kovac, we said his name a lot more than I thought we would.
Yeah, he's been a beast in there.
There it is.
He's going to have to hit the old Workout Factory, one of our sponsors, because that kid has been eating cake and ice cream under there all day long.
I'll see him in the morning. All right, Avelli has it. Marsh, off his knees, no good.
Yeah, you can put this one away, Vince. Three in mid-parts, flexing their muscle.
All right. Minute 12 left in the game, 45-35.
And I think it's safe to say tonight, Vince, my player of the game is definitely Alex Kovac for the Berea Mid-Park Titans.
You read my mind. 14 points. Special shout-out as I see him standing over there to both ADs, John Adams and Brent Shrimp. John Adams of Berea Mid-Park and Brent Shrimp. Guys, thank you for listening. Minute 12 to go, 47-35. Avon Lake looking to make it respectable here. Maybe clear the bench. Sidolowski kicks it out. Three ball, no good. Rebound. Berea has it. Siggers. Full court still by Avon Lake.
Yeah.
Pubbage has it.
It's still playing it out, Vince. It's still aggressive.
Back out to Mills. I'm going to wind this down here. 44 seconds to go.
They have no wish to take a shot.
Well, Sidolowski will follow him.
Getting back to Mr. Alex Kovac. Folks, his son, man, is a sophomore. A 6'6 sophomore. Means by the time he graduates from high school, he may be 6'10". This kid was a beast on both ends of the floor today, not only with his 14 points, but he rebounded the ball well as he comes out now. He definitely set the tone for Berea Mid-Park this evening, and they just ran with it.
Absolutely. Hubbard to extend it. Up, no good. 48-35, 38 seconds to go. Again, thank you for joining us on the Keon Sports Radio Network. That's Keon Sports Media Group on Twitter, Keon Sports Media Group on Facebook. 28 seconds to go, and then we'll wind it down here. 20 seconds. 48-35 looks to be your final. And Berea Mid-Park will take it home. Avon Lake made a run at it in the fourth. Got to be careful, Harold. Don't do anything stupid. 7 seconds to go. Want to win with class. Just dribble it out. There he is.
A real impressive win tonight for Berea Mid-Park to come on the road in the Southwest Conference and take care of a very good Avon Lake team, Vince. We'll have to do this again soon, my man.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. Our next broadcast will be it's going to be hockey this Sunday. Sunday night, Avon Lake hockey versus North Olmsted, actually. And that's me and you again, bud. Next Saturday afternoon, 1:30, we're going to go cover the girls.
That'll be interesting. There's a lot of great girls basketball, and I'm excited to cover their games. The schools are excited to have us there.
That'll be a fun one.
We'll work out the kinks. One of these days, you'll be able to watch them, but for the time being, we're going to do
our best Joe Tate impression.
We're going to get it to you the best we can, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in.
All right. And that's going to be it for the night. A great job to everybody involved. Player of the game, Alex Kovac, our player of the game. Final score, Avon Lake 35 falls to the visiting Berea Mid-Park, who put up 48. Good night, everybody.